I'd like to say good evening to everyone. Tonight, I won't hold you guys long. I hope whenever we get done with the devotional that you guys will leave with a smile on your face. So I would like to start out with giving you guys a little story. A while back, we went to Austin for my cousin's funeral, and we go and we check into this hotel. So while this guy is in front of me checking into his room, I'm in the back kind of listening to what's going on. Well, then on the side, I see this pamphlet about being a member of this hotel. And in that, there's perks. So if you stay a certain amount of time, well, then you get free rooms or something like that. I'm pretty sure that everybody's in here is a part of something. I see my wife is looking at me, so I better not say it, but I am anyway. Everybody know that I love shoes. So now I am a member of Finish Line Flex thing to where you get perks. So if shoes are released, then you're able to kind of get dibs on the shoes that get released. I'm going somewhere. Y'all stay with me. But when we're members of something, we get perks. That goes for us for being Christians. We're a member of the body of Jesus Christ, so now we get these perks. I'm not going to go through all of them for time's sake. We'll highlight most of them. So I want to start out with the prayer perk. James 5 and 16, if you would turn your Bibles over to James 5 and 16. And let's see what the book of James have to say. Pretty sure everybody knows this verse. The book of James 5:16 tells us that confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So what makes us right?
Being a Christian.
That's what makes us right. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 says that, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their what? Their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. So then we'll look at that grace perk, because God gives us grace. Let's look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, and we'll look at verses 17. Romans chapter 5, verses 17. Let's see what the book says about that. It says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life one by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came unto all men, upon all men, unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign throughout righteousness until eternal life, by Jesus Christ our Lord. So we also get that grace perk. We also get the mercy perk. Let's turn to Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, and we'll look at verses 1 through 8. And we're concerning the mercy perk. So it says in Titus chapter 3, verses 1, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness of our love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, But according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he has showed us, abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which believe in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. So there's our mercy perk. But what about our hope perk? Because we get all of these perks. So now we'll go to Romans 15 and 13. And it says over there in Romans 15 and 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then I want to look at a couple of more. So then what about the church family? Because we know that once you become a member of the body of Jesus Christ, you become one of this big family. So I want to look at Galatians chapter 6, verses 10. Now, we're supposed to do good to all people, but what does the Apostle Paul say? As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. So I think that was a good one. What about the forgiveness perk? Which is, I think, all of us really don't deserve, but God gave it to us anyway as a gift. He served it to us on a platter, which we all don't deserve that. So I want to look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So then the last one that I like to cover, which I think is the best one of all, is the eternal life perk. That's Chad always talks about that big gift for Christmas as kids want to go to. That would be a perk that will have to be earned. We have to earn that perk. I won't go through all of it, but you can look at Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 27. But I would want to look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, for these encouraging words. And it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me. So, we have all of these perks. In the beginning, when I told my story, you realized that I didn't say that the man offered me the perks. He never offered me the perks. Well, what are we doing as Christians? Are we telling people about the perks of Christ? Are we telling people about the perks that the Church of Christ have? A lot of other religions might think that they have perks, but who has the true perks? I think we can honestly say that we have the true perks. So, in your own personal life, are you using the perks? Are they going to waste? Are you using them? Are they going to waste? As I get ready to wind down, you know, I thought about that hotel that we stayed in, and I thought about life. There's going to come a time to where God is going to come back. Jesus Christ is going to come back. Will we be ready to go? We all have a checkout time. Will we be scrounging, trying to find stuff? Or will we be ready to go out the door when he comes knocking? Will we be there ready with our bags ready to go? That's something that we have to think about every single night and every single day. I want to leave you with a couple of things. I want us to turn over to the book of Revelation. And I want us to look at three verses. The first one I want to look at is Revelation chapter 22 and verses 7. And I want us to remember this phrase. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. In Revelation chapter 22 and verses 12, he says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Well, then in verses 20, he that testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. So what does that tell us? That tells us that time is ticking, that Christ is coming quickly. In our eyes, we might not see that he's coming quickly, but he's coming quickly. I still remember when I was 15, now I'm 34. That time fly by. So he is coming quickly. So what are we going to do about telling others about Jesus Christ? Are we just going to sit quiet, sit still, or are we going to spread the good news? That's a question that we have to ask for ourselves. And when we go to bed at nighttime, can we say that we've done enough? Can we say that I've done enough today and I'm ready to go home? I ask myself that so many times, and when I lay down at night, I'm like, I can do more. I can do more. So you have to think about that in your own personal life. That I want you guys to think about that throughout this week. Give you a little thought. Think about that. That when you lay down and go to sleep, can you honestly say that I've done enough to make it into glory? So if you're not a member of the body of Jesus Christ and you don't have those perks, you can get those perks, that those gifts, by hearing God's word, believing, repent, confessing, and then being baptized. And then God will do something amazing to you. He'll add you to the church, and then the perks will kick in. If you are a member of the body of Jesus Christ and your perks is a little cloudy, you haven't been using them, start using your perks. If sin has gotten away, get sin out of your life and start using your perks. If we can help you in any way, please come as together we stand and sing the invitation song.